Perek Dalet of Shar HaTshuva from Ben Yoina. I'm Rabbi Chavis Lavavis, the Shar HaTshuva in the Chavis Lavavis. And the Baal Chavis Lavavis tells us that there are four Ikorim of Tshuva. Charata, sincere regret over the past, Charata Lavar, Azivas Achait. First, I regret what I did. Secondly, I make a firm commitment that I divorce myself from chait forever. Number three is vidui, confession, oral, verbal confession of the chait, and asking orally from the Rabbi Shalom for slicha, mechila, kapara. And fourth is Kabbalah Lahaba, that I make a firm commitment never again to repeat the chait. That's different than Aziva's chait. Aziva is one thing. Aziva is to, is like a Surmeira, stay away from it. And the Kabbalah is a positive act that I'm mekabel never to repeat it. So he says, what's charata? Charata, let's go over the four things he says. Charata, regret, means that I know, I believe in my heart, I am sincerely embarrassed, humiliated by the fact that I did this aveira. I did something mechoyer, something that was despicable, something that's ugly, something that's my own self-worth and pride has plummeted tremendously by virtue of the fact that this is aveira. It's a disgusting thing, and if someone will ever praise me about the good things I do, I'll always think in my mind, but if only he knew the aveiras I do, and they think I'm such a wonderful person, that they only knew the things I do, and I never forget. So charata, I really sincerely regret my chait. And it left a permanent impression on me. I will never forget how despicable the chait was. I'm not going to just tuck it under the carpet, stick it, sweep it under the rug. I remember it all the time. I have sincere charata. If you don't have sincere charata, it's no good. The second madrega is azivas achait. Azivas achait means that I go away from it, means because that means, he says, I believe emuna shleima in schar v'oynish. I believe, I'm running away from this chait, because I believe I'm going to be punished for this sin I did. And it's fire. And to me, the chait is fire. Aziv is a chait means that I, in my mind, realize that the chait is not merely disgusting and reprehensible, and I'm ashamed to look at the Rabbi Shalom in the eye anymore, because he looks at me all the time through the glasses of this chait, but I also know the chait is fire, it's gehenim, I will be punished for it, and therefore I believe in schar v'onesh, I'm going to stay far away from it, because if it's pushed, the danger to me, body and soul, I'll be punished in this world and punished in the next world. That's azivas chait. The third thing is bakosha saslicha. That bakosh zasticha, asking Hashem forgiveness, is that I feel low in the presence of Hashem. I feel shuffle. I feel low, and I'm asking slicha that I'm not worthy. In other words, I can't possibly continue to have a relationship with the Rabbi Shalom, ignoring what I did. I have to face up to it and speak to the Rabbi Shalom directly and tell him that I ask him for forgiveness. Otherwise, I can't have a relationship with the Rabbi Shalom. He says, you know, that's the same thing with human relations. If someone did something wrong, someone harmed somebody else, somebody said lashon hara on somebody, somebody insulted somebody, it's very hard to say I'm sorry. It's even hard to say I'm sorry, a husband to a wife, or a wife to a husband, or parents to children, or children to parents. It's hard to say I'm sorry. It's very difficult to admit I did something wrong. It sounds like it's easy to the Rabbi Shalom, but maybe we haven't tried it. If we would try it and sincerely ask Hashem, maybe it wouldn't be so easy. If we really had a relationship with the Rabbi Shlom, maybe it wouldn't be easy. Just, you remember the last time that you had to ask your wife for slicha. The last time you had to apologize to her. You really apologized. You're mighty, you're wrong. It was not easy. It was very difficult. So that's how difficult it should be, is to ask from the Rabbi Shlom. Because it means we're admitting we're wrong, and we're admitting that he's right, I'm wrong, I'm mashing myself in front of the Rabbi Shlom. It's not so easy. If we really appreciate who Hashem is, how great Hashem is, and how little and nothing we are. So the third thing is bakosh, is vidui and bakosh is haslicha. This is not so simple, but it'll work. If we do it, Hashem will definitely forgive us. And the fourth thing is the Kabbalah Lahaba. So Kabbalah is different than Aziva. Aziva, the second thing was, Aziva Zachet. I'm staying away from the sin forever. It's fire. That's Sur Meira. The sin is a fire. It's death. It's poison. It's anthrax. It's nuclear waste. It's whatever you want to call it. The Chet is a bomb. It's a minefield. Every time I go to a Chet, I know I'm going to have a problem. My car's going to get into an accident today. Someone's going to get sick, Chas V'Shalom. If it doesn't happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm being stalked from now on by my own Aveira, created a Malach Habala. My Aveira created a destructive angel that's lurking and stalking me and is going to punish me. Hatzileni Miroitzvai, Ki Amtu Mimeni. Meaning Miroitzvai means my own Roitzvim. We create our own Roitzvim that pursue us. He amtsumi many, because they got strong from me, not stronger than me. He amtsumi many is they got strong from me. I empowered them. Nothing can hurt us in the world unless we empower it. We create the koyach hara, so we can destroy Saddam Hussein. And if there's a Saddam Hussein, we created Saddam Hussein. And the same way we created him, we can emasculate him. But we empowered him. He's atzilei miroitzvai, he amtsumi many. He got strong from us. Every time we do an Aveira, we create an enemy, we create a minefield, we create a nuclear waste, a dirty bomb. So that's Aziva Sachet, to know that we've created a dirty bomb that's out to radioactivize us, to get us. And Kabbalah Haba is a different thing. It means that it's the fourth thing, it's the last thing. I have a whole new derech in life. I have a new derech. I have to avoid that place where I did the chait. I have to avoid that bad friend, the bad company I was in. I have to avoid the bad place. I have no business going there for vacation. Why did I go there for vacation? It's not for a Jewish person. I don't belong there. I don't belong with this in this place. I don't belong with this person. I'm out of here. It's a Kabbalah that changed my way of life. That this never would have happened. And I got to stop once and for all. It's going to be difficult. I got to get out of this neighborhood. Got to sell my house. Got to get away from here. Not a good place, bad neighbors, bad company, bad place. I don't belong on this block over here, I don't belong in this house over here. Not easy, but unless you do that, the chait that we created is going to stalk us forever. Today, Rabbi Yisai, is a grace to talk. Today, you know, is the yard site of the Heilige Rebbe Melech of Lizhansk, Chof Aleph Adar. And the Heilige Noy Melech speaks again and again about tshuva all over. Tzadikim, a tzadik, but the definition of a tzadik according to Noy Melech, the Heilige Rebbe Melech, Rebbe Eliezer Lipman, the Yisrael of a tzadik is doing tshuva all the time. A tzadik is doing tshuva all day long. And he says in Parshas Noyach, a siman to about tshuva, that how do you know if the Rebbe Shalom really forgave you for your chatoyim? Zokte simen about tshuva gomer shekesh Hashem Hakadosh yud kei vav kei Hashem Avaya oimid l'neged einav who simen shetikem biyirasa kol chatov. So a person can keep in front of his eyes the shame yud kei vav kei, and it doesn't run away from him, and the shame pops up in front of your eyes on its own even. Then you know that the Rebbe Shalom forgave you because you have Yir Shemayim v'Horayim. Yir Shemayim is Lashon Taka, Yir Ed, to see. That's just a fear. Fear means it's visible. That I see Hashem Yisbar in front of me more than I see other things. I see Hashem's name more than I see reality. Hashem's name is reality because I know everything comes by Hashem's name. No, we're not. It's a very nice thing. I think we can all dream of that, that we should be Zayecha, that Hashem Avaya should come in front of us. And we can practice it all the time. And whenever we see something that we shouldn't be seeing, we should practice to have Yud Kei Vav Kei superimposed on it. That's a simon your Baal Teshuva. You can superimpose over the taiva, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's a Gval de Gazach. You know, the Helig HaTeres Tzvi, the Tzvi, the Perish is the Choyver. Also, as that Helig HaTzadik Yisoyed Oilam, the Perish is the Choyver. Tzadik Yisoyed Oilam, Sar Beis HaZoyar, he was booking every Allah Kabbalah. So, amazing story. I mean, he, the Teres, he was writing all the time. There were a lot of Sforum. But already Thursday night, Chatzos, before Erev Shabbos, he had to put down his pen, because of course he was learning Chatzos, he learned the whole night. He had to put his pen, he says, he saw the Ha'or of Shabbos Kodesh already, it was so stark for him. The Licht of Shabbos Kodesh already came on Kegelim already by Thursday night, that he pushed, he couldn't write anymore. He had to stop already, Minhagim from Choyl. Choyl had to stop already by him. Leil Shishi already, by Chatzos. Once, he was walking the streets. It sounds like a strange story, but you can only say this about a heilig person. He was once in the streets, and he saw somebody walking by, and he was so amazed by this person that he started running after the person. The person started running away from him. They were afraid of him. Sugar, the person, he's running after the person. And he runs and runs and runs until finally they're both exhausted. It turned out this person was a woman. Who are you? He says, she's the daughter of the Rebbe of Melech. He says, I didn't see a person. I just saw Heilige Shemus of the Rebbeinu Shlom. She said to him, yes, Dechatach, the Reizel. You have a daughter also, a very big tzaddik as Reizel. He said, yeah, Reizel Genik Shemus. Reizel Shemus in her. But this, I just saw Gantz and Shemus walking in the front of me. So I ran after the Shemus. I didn't see a woman, I saw Shemus. No. It says people the whole day they're thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlom day and night, 7:24 about the Rebbeinu Shlom day and night. Zog the Heilig Noy Melech, if you're Zoyche, you'll be Zoyche to see Shem Avai, you know your Emes about Tshuva. And the Emes is statement, the Tzefel Kotten, and the Hanogah Sodom, it's Gedai, it's printed in front of most of the Tillims, the Hanogah Sodom from the Heilig Rebbeinu Melech, that this is how he lived. This is how he wrote. Hanhogas Adam Mirav Hamagad Isha Lakiyam Afursam Elimelech Zatzal. So, Hanhogas Adam for every day. It's good to go through it if you have a chance today. I'll lend you my Tillim if you want. Like Dalit Yasei Be'ema Be'yira Be'ez Sifrei Musar B'chol Yoyim Bereishis Chochma Shalach Kadosh Chavis Levavis. So we're doing it. Every day I have to learn Musar every day. The first he said being a Chassid is learning Musar. Then he says in Ois Veltazag. Then he says. Yud Gimel, v'yispal el Hashem yizborash yazrei ulases tshuva shleima. We said Shiveinu Avinu l'sar secha today. Yazrei l'beshuva shleima. We really meant it. We really meant it. We don't mean anything. Even when we said Berech Aleinu, we supposed to dam for money. We don't mean it. We're just dead neshamas. We're just tight the pieces of kalta flesh taken out of the freezer. That's what we are. We're just a bunch of sirloin steaks walking around on 2 feet kalta fafroin ashtiklech meat, lung and liver. He says he's davening with a farm character of Rabbanu Shalom Shabbat should help us do tshuva shleima. A person should daven, shouldn't chashon die without tshuva. The yichlola sa'as b'tayi shor bali tshuva. She yazro tshuva. He should daven that the tshuva of Ali bali tshuva should give me chias and give me vibrancy and give me vitality to do tshuva shleima. The yispal al mechilas avonoisa b'chlal mechilas avonis b'nei yisrael al avayit my avonis should be ogivisht and ogimek. So a tzaddik once told me that he told me a merit de gazach. He said that once someone came to a Pirsh Rimanover, Tzviyash Rimanover, Tzviyash Masharis, the Talmud Muvik of Renachem Mendel of Rimanov. So Tzviyash, it was his Masharis, and he became the Rebbe after the Rimanover was Nifter, the Tzviyash Masharis became the Rebbe. And once a woman came to him with a kvittel. And the kvittel, she writes, her request is, I wish that my father should die. My father is 105 years old, and I have no kind to take care of anymore. I'm already in my 80s. I'm in high 80s, and my father is 105. And he himself wants to die, but just doesn't die. He has no kayach, he just doesn't die. So the Pirsh was very curious to know why this man had such longevity. So yesterday, where do you live? Told him he took his agola and he went to visit this yid,
I found the Yid 105 years old, hale and hearty, gesund and stark. He said, Rav Yid, why were you zakhas a tarichas yom, 105 years old, hale and hearty? I don't know. He said, did you ever get a bracha from a big tzaddik? No. Did you ever see a big tzaddik? No. Listen, I'm a big amoritz. I'm an unlettered person. I'm a balagol my whole life. I spent my life with horses, not with people. I didn't spend my time with tzaddikim. I'm a gan to level with ferd. I have no shakas to any, not even chashiva people, not plain people. I talk to my horses. So, believe me, I never. Did you ever come in contact with emes, ever somebody that looked like a chashiva person? Yeah, one time, a bunch of chassidakis, that's called chassid in those days, in the early days, chassidakis hired me to take them to their rebbe for shavuos. They called this rebbe, what was his name? They called him Melech. They told me the rebbe, Melech. So we came to a town, Lushansk, and they left them up at the Rebbe Shul, and they went to the local bar to have something to drink. They went to the shul, I went to the bar. And there was Shavuos, there was before Shavuos, and they told me to stay up all night to study. I said, I didn't believe them. They're probably staying up to drink all night. I went to prison, stay up all night to study. What do you want? I don't know what study is. Study what? Study when? What study? When study? I didn't believe them. So in the middle of the night, I went to the shul of the Chassidakas. And I saw that they were all around the Rebbe, and the face of the Rebbe was lit up bright red. And their faces were bright red, they were shining. So I said, aha, they're talking drinking, you see. That's why their faces are shining. They're talking drinking. That's what they do. Now I know what the Chassidakas do all night on Shavuos. That's why they're so red. So the Rebbe, Rebbe Hirsch Meshara, said, aha, that's the secret of your long life. Because Rebbe Melech promised, whoever saw his face wouldn't die without doing tshuva. And since you're just an ignorant amoritz balagola, you don't even know how to do tshuva. So you saw the Rebbe's face, and you didn't see him drunk. You saw him with a lahavas of kedusha, and you was like not stammed to see the Rebbe's face. You saw the face at Shavuos benacht in the middle of the night. You saw this lahavas, and you can't die without doing tshuva. You don't know how to do tshuva. So Hirsch sat down with this yid. He taught him how to do tshuva. And he taught him the basis of amunah and tshuva. And sure enough, right after that, he was nifter and he died. So, thus he does. So the truth of the matter is that, so we could really, this is not just for then. If the Rebbe Melech promised anybody saw his face would be zeichet do tshuva, so that means that we learn his forum, that's also zeichet do tshuva. You see the face of the tzaddik in his forum. Meredik in the veld. There's nothing here that you couldn't learn the Musa say. If Yisrael Zalanter could have said every word, but I told you over the Hanogasagam from Yisrael Zalanter or from the Rabbein Yon Yashar Tshuva, you wouldn't know the difference. But Heintike Parsha, he says in Heintike Parsha, one of my favorite shtiklech in Parsky Sisa, he says, Gevaltige Vort in Kisisa, he says, Kisisa is Rosh B'nai Yisrael, the Rosh B'nai Yisrael. This is the tzaddik, and Klaisor Tzluyim and Tzaddikim. He says, the Gemara says that Ner Maravi, the Ner Maravi in the Menorah, is Mimenu Hayadoylek, Mimenu Hayamativ, right? Ner Maravi was the second candle in the Menorah. The Menorah was lined up like this towards Meirav, towards the Pareches, and the furthermost candle is called the Ner Mizrahi, because that's towards the east. The Pareches is in the west. The Kodesh Kodashim is in the west side of the Heichel. So the Ner Meravi is the second candle. The one after the eastern one starts the Ner Meravi, the second one. And the Gemara says that's the one that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen is madlik from every night. You start lighting from that second Ner Meravi. And the morning when they clean out, when they're mativ, when they clean it, you clean from that one as well. You clean on that one as well. Nehmer Ravi Menho Yamadlik Menho Yamativ. Zab the Heliv Melech. Nehmer Ravi is the Pshat. Myrav is Lashem Urav. Urav, to be mixed up. Right? That's really the reason why the West is called Myrav, actually, because Mizrach is called Mizrach, because that's where the sun is Zareach. The sun starts to shine. And when the sun starts to shine, you see very clearly the first bit of sun. That's why the Yushalmi says there's no such thing as Ben HaShmashas in the morning. In the morning, there's no Ben HaShmashas. When the sun comes up over the horizon, it's very clear the sun's coming up. So from Aloysius Shachar till Nate, there's no Ben HaShemashas. It's a clear thing. It's not a doubt. But night is called Mayrif because it starts to mix in. The light fades away in a way that it's a gradual fading. It's not as dramatic as the light coming up in the morning into the darkness. That's Matzias. So he said the Tzad is called Ner Maravi. He's Mu'urav. He's mixed up. He is a conglomerate. He is a conglomerate. He's an amalgam of all kinds of Midas Tavis, of Gemara, of Chumash and Rashi and Mishnayis and Torah and Tefillah and Chasidus and Tzedakah and Midas Tavis and Anava and all the good Zachen you can imagine. He's a Mu'urav. All the Kedushas. All the Yiras Arimus, Ava, Vira, Tefillah, Torah, Tzedakah, Gemilas Chasadim, everything. So the Tzad is called the Ner Maravi. He's Mu'urav Bakol. And also Ner Maravi is Lashon Arevus. He's a Zisa Geshmaka Mensch. He's Arev. And we can't say he has Arvus for Klai Yisrael. He takes responsibility for Klai Yisrael. In the word Arav, you have many different things. You have Mu'urav, mixed together. You have Zis, you have Achrayas, you have many different things. So that Tzadik, Mimenu, who Madlik, that Tzadik has two functions. The Tzadik is first of all Madlik. He is the one who inspires Klal Yisrael. He kindles the flame of Avodas Hashem in Klal Yisrael. He inspires, puts the spark of fire into Klal Yisrael. Mimenu, who Madlik. He lifts up the hearts of Klal Yisrael with the Gvaldikas Lahavas. Mimenu, who Meitiv, and the Schus of the Tzadik, the Rebbeinu Shel is Meitiv, the Rebbeinu Shel sends down Hashpoas, Toiv, the Shem, all the brachas come to Klal Yisrael in the Schus of the Tzadik. Mimenu, who Meitiv, the Hatov of the Klal Yisrael comes down from him too. This is the second function of the Tzaddik. He's Meitiv Hashem, he's Bar Loilam, Komini Hashbos. And that's the pshat that in part, he sees as Roish B'nai Yisrael, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam lifts up the Roish, the Tzaddik, then everybody goes up with him. He is the locomotive who pulls up Klal Yisrael, and all the brachas come to Klal Yisrael on the Schus of the Tzaddik, and everyone should be Dovik in the Tzaddik. And by being Dovik in the Tzaddik, in Mekai, that's Dvekas in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You know, I told you, Shai, I said over a while ago that with this we understand the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says, "I sinus bei sheva, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the God Lador, the Nasi Hador of Shimon Gamliel, by Simchas bei sheva." Everybody knows the Gemara. There was Zoyrek 8 avukas in the air by sinus bei sheva. He was juggling 8 torches. And not one touched the other. And after he finished his juggling act, the God Lador, you see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum doing a juggling act first. We see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, see Rav Yashiv doing his juggling act first. And after Rav Yashiv finishes his juggling act, then Rav Yashiv puts down the torches, and he flips himself upside down, and he says to the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, a.k.a. Rav Yashiv, so he does a handstand on his thumbs. He turns himself upside down, does a handstand on his thumbs, like the Gemara, Sukkah, what? Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, Nun Aleph. Hands down on his thumbs, Nun Aleph. And, or is it Nun Beis? Right there in the Sukkah, Sukkah, Beis, Sheva. He does a handstand on his thumbs, something no one else in the world can do, and he bends down, and while he's balancing on his thumbs, that's bad enough, he kisses the ground. He gives a kiss to the floor of the Ritzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, or the floor that he's balancing himself on while he's doing this balancing act. So first he's a juggler, then he actually becomes a athlete, acrobat. That's fine. But now what's going on over here? What's Mengtas? Never understood this Gemara. What's Mengtas? But the point of the Neilam HaMel is Gevaldik. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Tzaddik Hador. He was the Nasi Hador, and the Tzaddik has two functions. The first function of the Tzaddik is to be Madlik. Meaning he lifts up the spirits of Klal Yisrael, and he puts a fire into them. That was the throwing up the Eid Avukas. Throwing up the 8 kin, the 8 torches means he's lifting up the neshamas of Klal Yisrael and he's kindling them with a fire and Eish Kodesh, which is Gavaldik is Lahavas. That's the first function of the Tzaddik. He's the Ner Maravi, who would be Menahoya Madlik. The second function of the Tzaddik is, one function is from downward up, and the second function is that's from up down. Now the Tzaddik has another role, he flips himself over and Tzaddik goes up the other direction, he turns his upright side down, and Memenu Meitiv, he brings down all the brachas down to the world, and he kisses the world, as he is the kiss of life. He brings the brachas, he brings the neshikas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into the belt, in the source of the Tzaddik. Memenu Madlik, Memenu Meitiv. Those are the pshat in the Gemara of Adin and Sukkah, no question about that. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So, the whole day, all the Tzaddik does, the whole Sefer is all about a Tzaddik, the whole day he's doing tshuva. And the Tzaddik welcomes Nisyonis from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam all the time, because he knows that every Nisyon is to bring him to a new madrig of tshuva, a new madrig of tshuva. It's all he wants to do. Like the tshuva of Rav Sadigon. The Rav Sadigon says you have to do tshuva every day if you didn't do an aveira. You have to do tshuva on the fact that I was not makir the Rabban Shalom yesterday as much as I'm makir the Rabban Shalom today. This is Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon said there's a tshuva of Rav Sadigon, if you did not do any aveira whatsoever, you still have to do tshuva. Why wasn't I in madriga yesterday? I am today. And I'm anticipating a higher madrega tomorrow. He says, tzaddik over the Hashem, meir mi'ava, v'viyo isa kemat v'shigoyin. He says, a tzaddik who serves the Rebbeinu Shalom with the avos Hashem, it becomes kemat m'shugit. Like the Shlomo HaMelech says, Shlomo HaMelech says, b'avos ha'tishgit tomit. Shlomo HaMelech, a chacham mikaladim said that when you have avos Hashem, b'avos ha'tishgit tomit. Ayelas ahovim, v'yalas chayim. Right? Dodeh v'yiravucha v'choleis v'avosa tishge tomet avadit galant mishleim. Right? Those of Shlomo HaMelech and Chokh Mishleim, the biggest Chokh is to come what? I'm a sugar now. So the taklas of all of our Chokh is all there, sugar for the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you stay sane and normal, you're not too smart. You want to be really smart like Shlomo HaMelech? Become a sugar for the Rebbeinu Shalom. The tzaddik, oyv the Hashem yirvava, maybe as a kamata shigoyim. Like it says, "Bavosa tishget tomit," and David HaMelech mefazeis mecharker becholoyis. David HaMelech was doing acrobatics, and he was tumble somersaulting and jumping with all his strength. And at tzadik hodech tom madreg lo madreg lechol yoyim v'yoyim. The Kodesh Baruch mechazav chasad lechol yoyim v'yoyim. Bein lemal bein lemata lefi madregosay. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not mechadish chasadim ella kiyam aydei nishoynus, because you have to have nishoynus, and there's always a makatrek. There's always an evil force that wants to trip up the tzaddik, and the tzaddik has to overcome the obstacle. And in Mela, how do you overcome obstacles? By doing tshuva. By being maharba tshuva, you lift yourself above the obstacle. The way is not to go through the obstacle. The way is not to break through. The way is to go above the obstacle, because you can't push it. So there was my poor snowplow man, poor guy, Mr. Hayes, and he's pushing the snow, and he's pushing the snow. He broke his transmission. Because you can't get through. You can't push the snow. No, he's a rabbi. He's like a concrete wall. He's only so far you can push. If you want to push the obstacles, the only way is you have to go above the obstacle. The snow is not going to help you because it's in the way. But the obstacles in Olam Hazeh, obstacles with the Yetzer, you want to push directly, you can be above it. So you don't push away. I'm not going to eat. I'm above the food. I'll eat like a tzaddik. I'm going to eat. I'll eat the gewaltige bracha. I'll wash my hands first, and I put my hand over it before you make a bracha for you. And maybe I'll make the bracha from a siddur even. Maybe a simple bracha, maybe. Wow, what am I dragging? And I'll think about the bracha, and I'll put in my hands, in my right hand, I'll put in my hands, and make a mitzi, I'll think what a chesed is. I'll put 10 fingers on the piece of bread, and make sure I'm mamash al-kavamah, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. And I'll mamash say, Baruch Shalom, I should eat l'shem shamayim, like the Takir Abel ben Melech says, Takir, that a yid tzaddik eats l'shem shamayim. He has a mind. He says, when a person eats, you're supposed to have in Zinnan that the word Michael is how much in Gematria? Michael in Gematria is 91, which is exactly the word Malach. Now, meaning like a Malach, and 91, of course, is the Shidlev of Shem Havaya and Shem Adnos. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is 65, and Shem Havaya is 26, and 26, and 65 is 91. So you have in Zinnan. So he said that here he has a tzetel cotton. Before you get to the Hanagas Adam, the Rebbe Melech has a tzetel cotton. This particular dilemma was very chavos to me, because in Miami there was a yid, Naftali Tzvi Weisberg, and this yid, the alter chassidish yid, was somebody who loved davening in my shul, and he used to say tilum to this tilum, and he was a neched, and he gave it to me one day. He says, even an anikel from the Zayim of the Melch, I want to give you from the anikel. I want to give you my tilum from the anikel of the Zayim of the Melch. You should have. The brachas of Naim el-Melech. So I have this tilum from this anikel. And, everyone has this tilum. And, there's two things. There's a tzetel cotton. There's a little tzetel. That's what the things he thought about all the time. And, then he has the Anhogas Adam. The tzetel cotton is a little high madrega. And he says that, he says before you sit down to eat every day, before you sit down, you say you do tshuva. You can eat breakfast without doing tshuva. Breakfast is about Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Breakfast is not about the pouring the milk. We're going for breakfast. What's for breakfast today? Is it pancakes? Is it scrambled eggs? After hachunas for breakfast, hachunas for breakfast, snap, crackle, and pop, with pancakes and a lot of that maple syrup and a lot of sugar and a lot of butter, and make it good, ma. Nice waffles. I'm off in yeshiva today for the 97th time this year, for whatever excuse it is. I'm off in yeshiva, ma. The mother, oh, I had the almost morning. I had to pamper my son with a breakfast. He was off in yeshiva today, but he was off last week. He's always off from the yeshiva. When's he in yeshiva already? So I had to pamper my sonny boy. That's the way she is. Carvings are bunched on to pamper sonny boy. That's good mother. That's good parenting. They don't realize that. Okay, we gave it to that parenting. The kids, so the achunas is the pancakes with Aunt Jemima. They gave time in breakfast with Aunt Jemima. The achunas are breakfast after the melech is after tshuva. Before you sit down to eat, I'm worthy of eating a piece of bread. I'm worthy of consuming the Rebbeinu Shlomo's energy source, a piece of bread. Who am I to devour a piece of bread anyway? I'm a chayteh. I should give energy to my sin machine over here. I'm an evil machine. I'm an evil Knievel. What am I? I have no right to. I'm going to fuel this evil machine called me, this hate machine called me. I better do tshuva before I eat. You have to do tshuva before you eat. The tefillas hashav from Ben Yaina. He didn't make up a new, for Ben Yaina. He says, Zok the Heir, he's supposed to say the Tfilas Hashav of Rabbi Yoina, which is printed in the back of the Shari Tshuvas. And then you say, the Rabbi Shalom, I'm eating, Ein Ani Oichel, La Noz, Gufi, Chas Hashal, I should eat this food for my own pleasure of my body. I'm only eating, Shea Gufi, Bari, V'chazak, Lavadasi, Bar Shemoy. I'm only eating for one reason, to give myself a little nutrition. Now that's why we eat breakfast. I'm looking forward to breakfast. She is over 10:30. Can't wait to get home for breakfast. Why am I looking? Am I looking forward? Because my machine is running out of gas. I looked at my gas tank this morning. I came to shul. My gas tank is low. No, I'm not looking forward to go to the. I have to go to the Getty station to save 2 pennies. You understand? I'm not going to go over here and pay a high price. Go to the Getty, of course, because I have to have a bargain. So I think I'm looking forward to go to the Getty station. When I'm standing there filling it up, you think I'm enjoying this? It's cold. There's just one reason I'm there. I'm just here to fill up the tank. That's it. I'm just here to fill up the tank. No pleasure whatsoever putting the tiger in my tank. There's no pleasure. That's the same. The way that I'm filling up the tank over there and I'm freezing outside and there's no big pleasure and it's smelling noxious fumes coming into my nose from this gas, Azoy Dafen Essen. I'm just filling up my gas tank. And he says, that I don't even want any pleasure. Hold it. Easy on the pancakes. Easy on the maple syrup. I don't want to have hana over here. Because the more hana gashmi I have, the less ruchni is this here. I want to have a tainug that I want to take out in the tzitzis hakadoshes by the achila. There's a spark of kedusha and everything out of this bread. I want to chew to take out the spark of kedusha and every time I chew and I masticate this, I'm chewing it. And there was a Mishigas once in America called Fletcherization. Fletcherization. The guy named Fletcher decided that since you have about 32 teeth, you have to chew everything 32 times. That's Fletchering. Because you don't get the full, their bush made 32 teeth. Is it 32? 32 teeth. So that you should get 32 lathe, you know. So you should get 32 chews to get the maximum out of it. No, the Rebbe says you don't have to chew 32 times, but you have to have a zinnan, and we might see in the tzitzis of Kedoshis. And I want to bring the pnimius Kedusha, the pnimius HaKedusha, and when it goes into my stomach, and when the enzymes and the gastric acid hits it, the hydrochloric acid hits it, boom, in my stomach, in my large intestine, small intestine, it's not stam hydrochloric, it's not a chemical reaction over here, this is a ruchnitic reaction. That I should take the kedusha out, the kedusha process. So this they call chewing is the beginning of the enzyme starting to transform the carbohydrates into sugars and breaking it down with all kinds of chemicals, which Avad Ol Debachim learned their biology classes. That's why you have to go to English to understand what's going on in the chatchila on the lowest level. And of them, you go to Rebbe Melech and he tells you a higher level. But Erstaf Fashtein, that's a thing called chewing and a thing called enzyme. And enzymes are sweet dafke, the answer shmuz. So he says, you're chewing, so you should take out the Netzais HaKodesh, and then your stomach, you have a zinnah, when your stomach is full, it's full of, the process is going on, I'm being mevarer the Kedusha from the Chitzainius, from the Klipas, from the Shmutz, from the Psoilus. And when you, if you want to do it right, When you eat, he says, you have, in front of your eyes, you should have four letters, Michael. Mem, Aleph, Chof, Lamed, Michael, which is 91 in Gematria, which is Shem Avai, Bashil of Adnas, which is the letters of Malach, the letters of Sukkah, by the way, the letters of a lot of things, 91, letters of a lot of things. But if you have Michael in front of your eyes, you'll have in Zinnan the Shiluv of the two Shemas. This is a tshuva. This is a Rebbe Elimelech tshuva. So we're learning tshuva in the Chavos of Ovis, Daffin, Tzulek and Haim, Tavissel, tshuva, Abissel, Zalzim, Pfeffer, the Hilary Melech, Melech, Musa, Yogeng, Aleinu, Lal, Kol, Yisrael.